Blackstone Audiobooks presents Thérèse Raquin by Émile Zola. Chapter 1. At the end of the Rue Guénégal, coming from the quays, you find the arcade of the Pont Neuf, a sort of narrow, dark corridor running from the Rue Mazarin to the Rue de Seine. This arcade, at the most, is 30 paces long by 2 in breadth. It is paved with worn, loose, yellowish tiles, which are never free from acrid damp. The square panes of glass forming the roof are black with filth. On fine days in the summer, when the streets are burning with heavy sun, whitish light falls from the dirty glazing overhead to drag miserably through the arcade. On nasty days in winter, on foggy mornings, the glass throws nothing but darkness on the sticky tiles, unclean and abominable gloom. To the left are obscure, low, dumpy shops whence issue puffs of air as cold as if coming from a cellar. Here are dealers in toys, cardboard boxes, second-hand books. The articles displayed in their windows are covered with dust, and owing to the prevailing darkness can only be perceived indistinctly. The shop fronts, formed of small panes of glass, streak the goods with a peculiar greenish reflex. Beyond, behind the display in the windows, the dim interiors resemble a number of lugubrious cavities animated by fantastic forms. To the right, along the whole length...